Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, a service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for May 8th, 2024. Wednesday of the sixth week of Easter. Nothing but the truth. From the Gospel of John, chapter 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." Introductory Prayer. Lord, as I begin this prayer, I offer you my whole self, my thoughts, desires, decisions, actions, hopes, fears, weaknesses, failures, and petty successes. I open my entire being to you, aware that you know everything already. I'm certain of your mercy and of the purifying power of your penetrating, loving gaze. Petition. Lord, allow me to be sincerely and truthfully yours. First Reflection. My truth before God. Jesus tells his apostles he has many more things to tell them, but it seems that they are not yet ready to accept the truth. They were not ready, for one thing, to acknowledge the fact that in a few short hours, all of them would flee before the prospect of the cross, leaving Christ quite alone. I, too, may find it hard to see, or to accept, a realistic picture of my relationship with Christ or my state of soul. I may justify myself or my indifference with any number of psychological consolations. I might convince myself that I am not quite as bad off as so-and-so. Perhaps I put up an excellent external show, going through all the motions, but with little true conviction and sincerity. Second Reflection. Cheap deceptions. In our consumer-oriented world, first impressions often seem to count more than the goodness or evil of a thing. Opinion polls appear to set the standard for right and wrong, and a false idea of tolerance is a highly held ideal. Truth can be seen as bluntly offensive, and so it is repackaged in a more appealing way. However, none of these attempts by the spirit of the world can ever succeed in the end, just as no amount of darkness can ever stop the smallest beam of light. The Holy Spirit is at work in the world, declaring the truth loud and clear in the depths of the human soul. Only the truth, which comes from Christ, has the power to bring true peace and joy to the human heart when all illusions are shown as such. Third Reflection. Living in the truth. As Christians, we must be on guard against the spirit of insincerity. No one who lives outside the truth can claim to be a disciple of Christ. Little falsehoods in our lives are utterly destructive to the action of the Spirit of truth in our souls. Our Savior never spoke out so strongly against anything as he did against the pretended righteousness of the leaders of his time. How many things have I done recently just to be praised by others? How many good things have I done which are known to God alone? Am I capable of standing firm to my convictions in the face of misunderstanding or ridicule? Conversation with Christ. Jesus, the example of your life and death is one of complete honesty. Empower me through the Spirit of truth to be sincere in all that I do before God and others. Resolution. I will ask forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation at the first available opportunity, for any insincerity in my life.
For more resources, visit regnumchristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.